Hey, it's 2:41 here on WTOP. It's an effort to create a sort of Black Friday in July excitement in the online shopping world. Amazon, Walmart, and some other companies have launched a series of deep discounts on some popular items today. But is it really worth your time, effort, and money?
Well, let's bring in Kendall Perez, a shopping expert from CouponSherpa.com. How you doing, Kendall?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. Let's talk about companies that are offering the best sales today and how good they really are, because it's exciting for a lot of folks.
It is exciting, and Amazon is certainly, you know, headlining this as it is their Prime Day. What I'm seeing is that much of the headlining products that they are advertising are Amazon brands, so Amazon Echo, Amazon Fire TV Stick, Amazon Fire tablets. Many of these have actually sold out already because they were put on sale earlier this morning when the sale started. The latest one I saw was Amazon Fire HD 6 tablet for $79, which is about a $20 savings. You can also get big savings on Blu-ray movies, titles ranging from 50 Shades of Grey to Kill a Mockingbird, up to 71% off there. You do have an option to be on a wait list with Amazon, and what that means is that if something that you want is sold out, if someone who has that product in their cart doesn't check out within 15 minutes, that product becomes available again and you could potentially get that product. So some different caveats there to the Amazon Prime Day. And then Walmart, of course, is the biggest competitor for Prime Day, offering 20 to 50% off normal prices. Plus, they rolled back their shipping threshold to $35, which is a direct competition with Amazon's shipping threshold.
Amazon's Prime Day sale is exclusively for its $99 a year Prime members. Is this the kind of sale worth signing up for Prime?
Well, because you can get a free trial, sign up for a free trial for 30. If there are items you've been shopping for that you find to be, you know, really great prices today, in that sense, I would say it's worth it, as long as you make sure that you cancel that membership before you have to pay that $99. However, you know, this is a big push in order to get Amazon Prime members. And that's because Amazon Prime members typically spend twice as much per year on Amazon items versus non-Prime members. So this is a big moneymaker for Amazon. So they're really pushing Prime Day in order to get those Prime subscribers.
All righty. Well, thanks a lot, Kendall. Appreciate it.
You bet.
That's Kendall Perez, shopping expert for CouponSherpa.com.
Coming up on WTOP, some NFL news to talk about. 2:44.